Oh, glory, hallelujah.
哦，荣耀，哈利路亚。
Jesus, we're waiting for you.
主耶稣，我们在等候你。
And we find you've been waiting for us.
我们发现你在等着我们。
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, make yourself real to us this morning.
哦，主耶稣，今天早上求你向我们显为更加真实。
We enter into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
我们带着感恩的心进入你的同在。
We're so grateful for the way you have gathered us together at your feet.
我们何等的感恩，你这样的聚集我们在你的脚前。
We pray for each one of the leaders this morning.
我们为今天早上每一位领袖来祷告。
Open our eyes to see you.
求你开我们的眼睛来看见你。
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开我们的耳朵来听到你的声音。
Don't let us speak our own words.
不要让我们说自己的话。
Don't let us think our own thoughts.
不要让我们想自己的思想。
Give us those indwelling lights of the Holy Spirit.
赐给我们你那圣灵内住的亮光。
We desire to have you change us.
我们渴望你来改变我们。
We want to be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们渴望被你摩塑成我们主耶稣基督的形象。
We need your Holy Spirit
圣灵，我们需要你。
to go from heart to heart.
求你来造访每一颗心。
And we will be changed.
我们就得改变。
We love you, Jesus.
耶稣，我们爱你。
It's so marvelous that you are our treasure.
何等的奇妙，你是我们的宝贝。
We feel like Peter and John, silver and gold have we none.
我们感觉我们就像彼得和约翰一样，金和银我们都没有。
But such as we have, in the name of Jesus, we come to you.
但我们所有的就是耶稣，奉耶稣的名，我们来到你的面前。
And we believe your desire is to fill us with yourself.
我们相信你的渴望就是以你自己来充满我们。
You are our treasure.
你是我们的宝贝。
Help us to realize we have a treasure.
帮助我们认识到我们有一个宝贝在里面。
Even though we are but earthen vessels,
虽然我们不过是瓦器。
We are yours.
我们是你的。
And we want to be filled with you.
我们渴望被你来充满。
We ask it for your glory and in your name. Amen.
我们为着你的荣耀，奉你的名而恳求。Amen.
Good morning.
早安。
We're so glad to be with you today.
今天跟你们在一起真好。
Jesus is on the throne.
耶稣在宝座上。
And he has treasures to give us.
还有宝贝要赐给我们。
Most of all, best of all, he's giving us himself.
最重要的是，最棒的是，他要把他自己赐给我们。
Today is a very special day.
今天是一个非常特别的日子。
You may already know it's the birthday of Mrs. Martha Robinson.
你们可能已经知道，今天是罗宾森师母的生日。
And you know, if you have read Radiant Glory, she started out with a Christian family.
你们读过《荣耀的光辉》，就知道她生于一个基督徒的家庭。
But the enemy tempted her, and she went into being an infidel.
但在某段时间，仇敌引诱她，几乎成为一个无神论者。
But oh, how Jesus even takes those who don't believe and makes them a vessel of honor.
但神何等的奇妙，他使那些甚至是几乎成为无神论者的时光，使他成为一个尊贵的器皿。
And when she came to surrender herself completely to him, he delivered her from that darkness.
当罗宾森师母完全地把自己降服于神，神就释放他脱离了一切的黑暗。
And the light and the glory of Jesus was revealed to her.
耶稣基督的光和真理在他的里面得以彰显。
But we see that she even came to have very many serious diseases in her body.
我们也看到他身体上有很多的病痛。
They would have taken her life if God hadn't intervened.
如果不是神干预，那些病痛几乎要了他的命。
That gives me courage that no matter what physical handicaps we have, the Lord can make the change.
这就很大的鼓舞了我。无论我们的身上有什么样的病痛和难处，神都可以做极大的改变。
And no doubt most of you have read how the Lord completely delivered her out of those diseases.
你们当然都读到神已经完全地释放她脱离了那一切的疾病。
And he filled her with a longing to know him.
神以一个极大的渴望充满了她，就是渴望要认识耶稣。
That's where we are today, all of us. We have that longing to know him.
这就是我们今天每一个人的光景，我们的心里都极其的渴望认识他。
And some of our teachers have known him for a long time.
我们的老师们有一些都已经认识他很长时间。
They have served him with all their heart.
他们全心地服侍他。
But I think I'm safe in saying they still hunger for more.
但我想我可以这样说，他们仍然渴望得到更多。
They still long to know him better.
他们仍然渴望更多地认识他。
Some people have a disease called anorexia. They have a disease where they don't want to eat.
有些人得了厌食症。
And pretty soon they stop eating. Young people go through this and they don't want to eat.
很多人就是不太想吃饭，很多年轻人就是这样。
Nothing tastes good and they lose appetite.
他们没有胃口，什么东西都不想吃。
That's what happens in Christians who do not eat the word of God.
这就是一些基督徒生命里的光景。他们不愿意吃神的话。
They miss it for a few days, and then they don't even mind missing it for 3 or 4 weeks.
他们几天不吃神的话，有的时候甚至几个礼拜不吃神的话也不在意。
Oh, but the Bible tells us to eat the word.
但圣经告诉我们，我们要吃神的话。
It's the bread of life to us.
它对我们来说就是生命的粮。
I remember one pastor telling me to read Genesis 30 times.
我记得有一个牧者曾经告诉我要把创世纪读30遍。
The more we eat, the more we have an appetite.
我们越多吃神的话，我们的胃口就越大。
I've known of some teenagers, they had to eat just little bits at a time until they finally got their appetite.
我认识一些年轻人，他们每次就吃一点点，直到他们终于胃口大开。
People have this spiritual disease too.
有的时候人们的灵里面也会生病。
Don't neglect the word.
不要忽略神的话。
Eat the bread daily.
每天都要吃生命的粮。
Just like God gave the manna in the wilderness, He gave it for every day.
就像神在旷野里赐玛纳，他每天都赐下。
It was fresh every morning.
每早晨都是新鲜的。
And He wants us to feed on His word.
他要我们来吃喝他的话语。
He is the word.
他就是道。
So I say that about our teachers. They have a real hunger and appetite for the word.
所以我说我们的老师们有真正的饥渴和对神话语的胃口。
And each of us leaders, we can have more appetite for Jesus.
我们每一位领袖也都应该对耶稣有更大的胃口。
Well, when the Lord brought Mrs. Robinson out of unbelief and infidelism, she hungered for more.
当神把罗宾森师母从不信的状态中带出来的时候，她更加的饥渴要主。
When He healed her of all those incurable diseases, oh, she longed to know more about Him.
当神医治了她一切的不治之症之后，哦，她何等的渴望要更多得到耶稣。
She took the prayer St. Paul says, Oh, that I might know him.
她做了像使徒保罗一样的祷告，哦，使我更多认识基督。
And I might be found in him.
使我在他里面被找到。
Not having my own righteousness.
不是因着有自己的义。
But the righteousness which is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而是有信基督的义。
And one of our favorite songs, thinking about her birthday today, I've asked Alice to sing, Live out thy life within me.
今天想到罗宾森师母的生日，我就有一首我最喜欢的诗歌，请圣秋姐妹为我们唱，从我活出你的自己。
And Sister Alice sings, Let this be your song.
当他唱这首诗的时候，让他也成为你的诗歌。
Amen.
Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣。从我活出你自己，耶稣万王之王，对于我一切问题，答案是你自己。从我活出你自己，凡事你能随意，我愿做透明勇气，彰显你的名义。殿宇尽全奉献，移除一切不检点。愿耶和华的荣光竟从里面露见，全地现在当属我，将身体尽供，做顺服安静奴仆，只被你来推动。身上只听受管束， 常等候你发言，准备为你来服。我是毡房一边，没有不安的追求，没有紧张受压，不应受对付约束，不应懊悔倒下。脱离倾向与成见，我既柔软安心，当你需要亲密是你能自由的意，从我活出你自己，耶稣万王之王，对于我一切问题，答案是你自己。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。主啊，是的，这是我们的祷告。主啊，愿主更多的柔软我们，让我们在你的面前更多的想这个安息。哦，主啊，赞美你。哦，主也求你来将我们更多的倒空，更多的剥夺，让我们现在活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣基督在我身上活着。哈利路亚。主啊，是的。哦，主啊，一个合神所喜有能够使用的器皿，就是这样完全的倒空，没有自己，而且是在这里等候，让主，哦，你来使用。哈利路亚，主，我们赞美你。哦，主啊，我们说我们愿意更多的俯伏，将自己来献上。主啊，让你来成就你的旨意在我们每一个人的身上。感谢主，谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利。
I would like each of you to have a copy of this song.
我希望你们每一位都有一份这首诗歌。
It's a prayer.
这是一个祷告。
You could pray it every day.
你每天都可以这样祷告。
It was written by Frances Habergal.
那是海夫格尔写的。
She wrote over 600 hymns.
她写了超过600首诗歌。
She wrote the little book called Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee.
她写了一本书叫《主，拿去我的生命，完全奉献给你》。
The song says, take my hands, take my feet, take my voice.
那首诗歌写到，接管我的手，我的脚，我的声音。
That was the beginning of Christ living out his life in us.
那就是基督在我们里面活出他自己的开始。
We give ourselves altogether to him.
我们把自己全然的献给他。
I know that's what you've been learning these last weeks, that we give ourselves as an empty vessel to him.
那也就是我们上个月所学的，我们把自己完全的献给他，成为一个倒空的器皿。
And sometimes that process of emptying is difficult.
有的时候倒空的过程是很艰难的。
If God finds empty vessels, he wants to live out his life with him.
但当神找到了一个倒空的器皿，他就渴望从他里面活出他自己的生命。
So the other song that Miss Abigail wrote, each referred to part of our body, our voice, our feet, our hands.
所以海夫格尔所写的另外一首诗歌提到了我们身体的每一个部分，我们的手，我们的脚，我们的声音。
Until all of our being is surrendered to him.
直到我们所有的肢体，我们的全人都降服于他。
This song was a very favorite of my teacher.
这是我老师的最喜欢的一首诗歌。
And I remembered it at my wedding. I asked the organist to please play this song for my wedding march.
我在我的婚礼上请弹风琴的琴师来弹这首诗歌。
For my marriage, I wanted Jesus to live out his life within me.
我渴望在我的婚姻里，主耶稣活出他自己的生命。
Purified of sin,
除去一切的罪,
and completely yielded to him,
完全地降服于他,
and still asking that same prayer.
我今天仍然在做着同样的祷告。
Here it says, we're held in his presence without restless longing.
这里他说, 我们在他的面前没有不安的追求。
There's not to be any strain or stress or fret.
没有紧张与受压。
Or any vain regret.
也没有因懊悔倒下。
The last verse reminds me of my own teacher, and her teacher was Martha Wing Robinson.
最后一节歌词使我想到我的老师，还有他的老师罗宾森师母。
She was always restful and calm and pliant. Pliant means to be yielded.
她总是充满了安息、安静和顺服，就是完全的降服于神。
Permitting the Lord to settle when he has need of us.
她就是完全的许可耶稣来掌管她。
He is the answer to all our questioning.
他是我们一切问题的答案。
But it must be that he has his way within us.
但他必须在我们里面有出路。
We want to be transparent.
我们要成为透明的器皿。
Each leader wants to have Jesus so revealed that people don't see us.
每一位领袖，我们都渴望耶稣在我们里面这样的彰显，以至于人们看不见我们。
We're just intended to display his glory.
我们的意图就是来彰显他的荣耀。
I think you would be very blessed if you memorize those verses.
所以我想如果你能背下这些歌词，将会何等的蒙福。
Hallelujah. The verse the Lord gives me for today is found in Colossians chapter 2.
Hallelujah. 主耶稣今天给我的经文是在哥罗西书第二章。
I'm reading this morning from the NIV.
我读的是新国际版。
My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love.
哥罗西书第二章第二节，我的目的是要叫他们的心得安慰。
I think we can say that about our leadership, that they are united in love.
我想我可以这样说，我们的周一同工的目的就是让我们的爱心互相联络。
So that they may have the full riches of complete understanding.
以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心。
In order that they may know the mystery of God.
使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
Namely Christ.
神的奥秘就是基督。
In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在它里面藏着。
That's God's mystery. God kept it secret for many centuries.
这就是神在历史历代以来隐藏的奥秘。
In the Old Testament, he tried to give them a sneak preview.
在旧约里，神让他们稍微的瞥见一点这个奥秘。
But finally, that mystery became known. It would be Christ in them, the hope of glory.
但终于这奥秘被彰显出来，就是基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Why do we seek Jesus? Because in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
为什么我们要看耶稣呢？因为在他里面积蓄着一切的智慧和知识。
He's our treasure.
他是我们的宝贝。
Just like we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 11.
就像我们在哥林多后书第四章第七节到十一节所读到的。
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
That treasure is Jesus.
这宝贝就是耶稣。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We are perplexed, but we're not in despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
Oh, some of you can say you're persecuted, but you're not forsaken.
Oh, 你们中一些人可能可以这样说，遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Struck down, but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
身上常带着耶稣的死。
Oh, Do you ever feel like you are being put to death?
你有没有感觉到你被致死了呢？
Some of the trials make us sense that we are dying.
有一些的试炼可以使我们感受到我们正在被致死。
Maybe they have been dying to our self-will.
也许是向我们的自我意志死。
To those things that bind us in
our nature. 或者向我们天性中所捆绑我们的死。
Oh, they need to be nailed to the cross.
那些捆绑需要被钉在十字架上。
And our own opinions, our own righteousness.
或者向我们自我的观点，向我们的自义死。
Those are the things that have to be put to death.
这些事都要被致死。
And all of you that have studied along with Pastor Lai, the life of Paul, he was constantly put to death.
你们跟赖牧师一起学习保罗的生命，他的生命一直要被致死。
We have a long list of how he was persecuted and how he was beaten and how he was stoned.
我们有一个很长的单子，保罗是怎样的被逼迫，被石头打。
It makes us wonder how we can get anywhere without this process of dying.
就让我们认识到，如果没有这个被致死的过程，我们不可能达到任何地方。
And some of you suffer cruel mockings by other people.
你们中有些人被别人毁谤，被别人嘲笑。
Or maybe your family misunderstands you.
或者你的家人不理解你。
And you wonder what is going on.
你会觉得说到底在发生什么事。
It's the dying process.
这就是被致死的过程。
It's that God wants to have us pick up our cross and follow him.
因为神要我们背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
But there's a reason for it. The verse goes on to say that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body.
它是有目的的。下面的经文告诉我们，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
For we who live are always delivered to death.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
It's for Jesus' sake.
这是为耶稣的缘故。
And that's the only way that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
这是唯一的方式可以使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Oh, Jesus wants to live out his life in us.
Oh, 耶稣渴望在我们的里面活出他自己。
He wants to take more control.
他渴望在我们身上更多的掌权。
He wants us to rejoice as we are dying.
他渴望我们在死的过程中能够喜乐。
But because we understand his purpose.
因为我们了解他的目的。
That the life of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal flesh.
是为了让耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
That's why Paul said to the Philippians, for me to live is Christ.
那就是为什么保罗对腓立比人说，我活着就是基督。
As he died to his self-life, it was a gain to win Christ.
当他向己生命死的时候，他活着就有益处，就得到更多的基督。
The Holy Spirit has been given to us to make us aware of things in our nature that needs to be nailed to the cross.
圣灵被赐给我们，好让我们认识到我们的天性中很多的地方需要被钉在十字架上。
He wants to open our eyes.
他渴望来开我们的眼睛。
And if we have a wonderful sight of Jesus, our eyes will be open.
如果我们有奇妙的对耶稣的看见，我们的灵眼就被打开。
We will see the things that hinder us from being an empty vessel.
我们就看见那些拦阻我们成为倒空器皿的东西。
Remember, it's in the empty vessels that he fills.
要记得，他要充满的是那些倒空的器皿。
You say, well, I'm just a little vessel.
你会说，我只是一个很小的器皿。
That's okay. He takes us as we are and fills the vessel with himself.
没有关系，他就照着我们的本相接纳我们，就以他自己来充满我们这小小的器皿。
And we cry out, Jesus, live out your life in me.
我们向他呼喊，耶稣，求你在我里面活出你自己。
I want you to take over more in me.
我渴望你在我的里面更多的接管我。
I want you to have the preeminence.
我渴望你在我里面居首位。
By beholding him, we're changed into that same image from glory to glory.
借着注视他，我们就得改变成他那同样的形象，荣上加荣。
That's why Pastor Chow was so careful to teach us about waiting in the presence of the Lord.
那就是为什么周牧师这样小心地教导我们在他的同在里等候他。
It was that he might change us.
好让他来改变我们。
That he might show us our great need of him.
好让他向我们显示我们何等的需要他。
Oh, how blind self-love is.
哦，自爱是何等的蒙蔽我们。
It's like a hydra-headed monster.
自爱是一个多头的怪兽。
We think it's almost conquered, and then it shows its ugly head.
我们以为我们已经征服它了，然后它又冒出一个头来。
Somebody speaks against us, and we get angry.
有人说话反对我们，我们就被激怒。
Things don't go the way we want them, we get discouraged.
当事情没有按照我们的想法进行的时候，我们就感到失望。
The Holy Spirit is behind all this to show us ourselves the way He sees us.
圣灵就在这一切的后面，向我们显示在他眼中我们的自己。
That's not the time to be in despair. That's the time to look up and say, Oh, Jesus, change me.
在这样的时刻，我们不应该感到灰心失望，而是来注视他，仰望他。哦，主耶稣，你来拯救我。
You came to set the captive free.
你来了，要让被掳的得释放。
You came to deliver us from the works of the flesh.
你来了，要释放我们脱离肉体的工作。
And as we behold him, we are changed from glory to glory.
当我们注视他，我们就被改变，荣上加荣。
He works for those who wait for him.
他为那些等候他的人效力。
And Pastor Chow experienced that in his own life.
周牧师在他自己的生命中也经历了这一切。
In his early life, he was not the same. As the years passed by, he became more Christ-like.
在他早期的时候，跟他晚年的时候的样子是不一样的。在他晚年，他越来越像基督。
He became, as we read here, docile servant.
就像我们在这首诗歌里所看到的描述，周牧师在晚年成为一个安静的仆人。
He became very kind and tender-hearted.
他非常的恩慈，非常的怜悯。
In the beginning, he had a very strong nature.
在他早年的时候，他有很强的天性。
You know, he worked as an editor of a newspaper. He gave rules and plans to the workers, orders. He gave them orders.
你知道他早年他是报社的主编，所以他需要发命令，告诉别人他的计划，他的安排。
And before he came into the ministry, he discovered that Christ wanted to fill him with his love.
但当他进入服事的时候，他发现主耶稣要以他的爱充满他。
To pray for those who despitefully used him.
要为那些利用他的人来祷告。
You know, the love that suffers long and stays kind.
要祷告有那恒久忍耐又有恩慈的爱。
Oftentimes that happens in our lives, that God uses an instrument to show us ourselves.
这也常常发生在我们的生命里，神常常使用别的工具向我们显示我们对他的需要。
Don't look at the instrument God uses to put you to death.
不要看神手中所使用的致死你的工具。
See, it is permitted by your heavenly Father.
要看见这是被你的天父所许可的。
To bring you down low at his feet.
要让你更低的下来，来到他的脚前。
To bring you closer to Jesus.
要把你更近的带到耶稣面前。
And say, Jesus, what are you trying to say to me?
对主说，哦，耶稣，你正在对我说什么？
I'm listening.
我在听。
Though my teacher often taught me, don't look at the instrument God uses to put you to death.
我的老师常常对我说，不要看神手中所致死你的工具。
If we were fully dead to self, we wouldn't feel it as sensitive as we do now.
如果我们已经完全死了，我们就不会像现在这样的敏感，能够感受到。
God allowed many things in the Apostle Paul's life to put him to death.
神许可在保罗的生命中发生了很多的事来致死他。
How wonderful that God was fully manifested in his life.
何等的奇妙，主耶稣是这样完全的在他的生命中得以彰显。
Oh, what a wonderful treasure it is to have Jesus within us.
Oh, 有耶稣在我们里面是何等荣耀的宝贝。
He is the treasure.
他是那宝贝。
You know how we play a game, it's called to search for the treasure.
你知道我们有一个游戏叫做寻宝游戏。
That's why we say we need to have more hunger and thirst for Jesus.
所以我说我们应当有更大的饥渴来寻求耶稣。
We seek for him as that hidden treasure.
我们寻求他就像搜求隐藏的珍宝。
And we need to just concentrate on him.
我们只要聚焦在他的身上。
Tell him to have his way with you.
告诉他来凭他的旨意而行。
Do with you whatever seems good to him.
让他来做任何他认为好的事情。
And realize that nothing comes into your life that your father hasn't permitted.
并且意识到在你的生命中如果不是父的允许没有任何事情会发生在你生命中。
Every circumstance is father filtered by your heavenly father.
我们所经历的每一个环境都是被天父爱的手过滤过的。
Oh, our father allowed Job to be tormented and tested by the enemy.
Oh, 我们的父许可约伯被仇敌试炼。
But at the end, we found out God was for Job.
但在最终，我们发现神是为了约伯好。
He saw the Lord.
他看见了主。
And we do encourage our students to see the Lord.
我们也鼓励我们的学员们要看见主。
I find the easiest way to see the Lord is to keep in praise.
我发现最容易看见主的方式是不住的赞美。
Sometimes all you can see is the circumstances.
有的时候你所看见的不过是环境。
All you can see is the pain or the trial.
你只看到疼痛和试炼。
Or the suffering.
或者痛苦。
That's why we need to teach our students to praise the Lord.
那就是为什么我们要教我们的学员们来赞美主。
Oh, God inhabits the praises of his people. He lives in them.
Oh, 神居住在他百姓的赞美中，他是以以色列的赞美为宝座的。
I've had to walk the floors just praising the Lord.
我必须在地上走来走去的赞美神。
And he brings victory.
他就带来得胜。
Maybe the circumstance didn't change, but he changed me.
也许环境没有改变，但他改变了我。
He reveals himself to us as we open our mouth to praise him.
当我们开口来赞美他的时候，他就向我们显现他自己。
It's marvelous that he tells us in his word that when we praise him, he inhabits it. That's where he lives, in our praises.
他在他的话语里这样奇妙地告诉我们，当我们赞美他的时候，他就在那里，这就是他的话语告诉我们，他居住在百姓的赞美当中。
We come to recognize he's on the throne.
我们就意识到他坐在宝座上。
He's in charge of the circumstances in our life.
他在掌管着我们所生活的环境。
Because he's wanting to draw us closer to himself.
因为他渴望吸引我们更靠近他。
Oh, that's what came in Mrs. Robinson's life. Through all those trials, there was great hope.
那就是发生在罗宾森师母生命中一系列的试炼，在试炼中有盼望在等着他。
In her little booklet called Treasures of Wisdom, she says, aim to praise at all times.
在她的智慧语集这本书里说，你要时时立志能够赞美主。
Because there is victory in praise.
因为在赞美里有得胜。
There's deliverance in praise.
因为在赞美里有释放。
And I know many of you have already been practicing that.
我知道你们很多人都在操练赞美。
And the glory of the Lord is manifested in our bodies when we praise Him.
当我们赞美他的时候，神的荣耀就在我们的身体上彰显。
My translator Ruby and I were at special meetings this week.
我的翻译跟我在上个礼拜参加了一个特会。
With many ministers in the U.S. present, maybe 50 of us, 40 or 50 of us.
有大概四五十位美国的牧者参加了这次牧者退休会。
And as the group began to praise the Lord,
当我们在聚会中开始赞美神的时候，
began to catch sight of Jesus.
我们开始看见耶稣。
Before we knew it, we were shouting his praises.
我们很快就开始欢呼赞美。
But scripture, the Psalms tells us to shout to the Lord.
诗篇告诉我们要向耶和华欢呼。
And as we began to shout and praise him, before I knew it, I was dancing before the Lord.
当我们开始大声欢呼赞美的时候，不知不觉我就在主面前跳舞。
Oh, he fills us with glory when we praise him.
哦，当我们赞美他的时候，他就以荣耀充满我们。
And this is one of our weapons.
这就是我们的兵器之一。
Because it turns our eyes in the right direction.
因为它使我们的眼目转向对的方向。
We see the Lord high and lifted up, and His glory fills our temple.
我们看见主高高的坐在宝座上，他的衣裳遮满了我们的圣殿。
Yes, in these days before His coming, we are going to have to use these weapons.Of our warfare.
是的，在主再来之前的这些日子，我们需要常常使用他所赐给我们的征战的兵器。
We look away from world conditions.
我们转眼不看世界和一切的环境。
We look away from the trials of life.
我们转眼不看生活中的试炼。
And we see Jesus reigning.
我们看见耶稣在掌权。
We see him the mighty conqueror.
我们看见他是那大能的征服者。
And even when we take a look at ourselves, we see nothing but failure.
即使当我们看见自己里面什么都没有除了失败以外。
As you begin to praise him, you see that your victory is in Jesus.
但当你开始赞美他的时候，你就看见你的得胜是在耶稣里。
We'll never be any different unless he changes us.
除非他来改变我们，我们永远不会有什么改变。
You say, well, I don't have much faith. But praise is faith in action.
你说我没有什么信心，但赞美就是信心的行动。
Oh, hallelujah.Glory to God.
Hallelujah, 荣耀归于神。
That's one of the treasures he gives us, a heart full of praise.
这就是他赐给我们的宝贝之一，满心赞美。
If there's praise in the heart, it'll show on your face.
如果我们心里满了赞美，你的脸上就会反映出来。
The glory of the Lord will shine through you.
神的荣耀就在你的脸上反映出来。
These are the words of Mrs. Robinson.
这些是罗宾森师母的话语。
What the Lord has sought for you is to have Jesus.
看哪，主要你得着的是什么呢？就是耶稣。
He is waiting for everyone.
他正等着每一个人来得到他。
100 of us.
我们这100个人。
He's waiting for everyone.
他在等着每一位来得到他。
And evidently referring to her own experience of the indwelling Christ, she added,
接着他显然提到有关自己得着内住之基督的经历，他加上一句说，
Jesus has not meant it for one, but for many.
耶稣不是单单要给我一个人，乃是要给许许多多的人。
It's wonderful to read Radiant Glory and see how the Lord came to indwell Mrs. Robinson, just like he did St. Paul.
读《荣耀的光辉》这本书非常的奇妙，我们可以看到主耶稣是怎样的住在罗宾森师母的里面，接管了他，正像他接管了保罗一样。
The Lord revealed to her that was not just meant for her, that was meant for many of us.
耶稣向他显现他自己，不单单是为了他一个人，乃是要给我们许许多多的人。
At another time, when she was speaking to one of her youngest friends, she referred to her own experience of the indwelling Christ as a next generation experience.
另外有一次，当他跟他一位年轻的朋友谈话时，提到他自己得着内住之基督的经历，说这是下一个世代的经历。
Mrs. Robinson died over almost 70 years ago.
罗宾森师母在大概70年以前去世了。
And we are that next generation.
我们就是这下一代。
Before he comes, we don't know how soon he's coming, but he has it for this generation, for many of us.
在他再来之前，我们不知道他什么时候再来，但是这是他所赐给我们这下一个世代的经历。
And this experience was for those who had his commandments and kept them.
这个应许是给那些尊他为王并且完全遵守他诫命的人。
Everything depends on our obedience.
一切都取决于我们的顺服。
These people Christ would indeed fully possess body, soul, and spirit.
基督将要实实在在且完完全全地占有这些人的灵魂体。
Those who crown him king in their hearts.
那些在心里尊他为王的人。
That means king over our attitudes.
那就意味着他要在我们的态度上掌王权。
King over our disposition.
在我们的性情上掌王权。
Our words.
我们的话语。
Our thoughts, our actions.
我们的心思，我们的行动。
To those he will manifest himself. And take up his abode in them.
他的自己将要向那些人显现，并设立他的居所在他们的里面。
Yes, there has to be a full surrender.
必须要有一个完全的降服。
A full and complete consecration.
一个完完全全的分别为圣。
That we are no longer our own.
以至于我们不再属于自己。
We've been bought by a price, the precious blood of Jesus.
我们是被耶稣基督的血重价所买赎的。
And he wants us to glorify him in our body.
他要我们在我们的身上来荣耀他。
Let him have the leadership.
让他来站在领袖的地位。
I know you're called leaders, but you're leading the students to Jesus.
我知道你们每一位都被称为领袖，但你们在带领学员们到耶稣的面前。
And he is the true leader.
他是那真正的领袖。
If we let him live out his life in us, he has more control.
如果我们许可他在我们里面活出他自己，他就要更多的掌权。
A great desire is that we always want Jesus.
我们极大的渴想就是我们单单的要耶稣，一直的要耶稣。
Mrs. Robinson had a supernatural ministry, but nothing for herself.
罗宾森师母有超自然的服事，但一切都不是为了他自己。
It wasn't the gifts or the powers.
他不求恩赐，不求能力。
Or even a successful ministry.
甚至不求一项成功的服事。
Not even wonderful experiences satisfied her.
也不求奇妙的经验来满足他自己。
Only Jesus satisfied her completely.
只有耶稣完全地满足她。
Oh, it's wonderful that we gather together. I loved and enjoyed sitting down with fellow ministers this week in the presence of the Lord.
Oh, 何等的奇妙，当我们聚集在一起。在上个礼拜，我何等的享受跟这些爱耶稣的牧师们在一起聚集。
Jesus was so present among us.
耶稣在我们当中何等的彰显了他自己。
But you know, he's a secret lover.
但你要知道他是一个秘密的爱人。
You fall in love with your husband like I did.You enjoyed him with all a crowd of people.
如果你好像我一样爱上了我的先生，我们即使在人群中也单独的享受与他的独处。
That isn't enough for a wife that's in love with him. You want to be alone with him.
对于一个爱上先生的妻子来说，跟众人在一起还不够，你何等的渴望跟他单单在一起。
That's why Jesus calls for closet prayer.
那就是为什么耶稣呼召我们进入内室的祷告。
Go to your Father in secret.
在暗处向你的父祷告。
Jesus wants to reveal himself to each one of us in intimacy.
耶稣渴望我们在单独的内室中向我们亲密地显示他自己。
He loves each one of us.
他爱我们当中的每一位。
I don't know, maybe there are 110 of us here this morning.
也许我们当中今天有大概100位。
But he wants to have a private relationship with us.
但他要跟我们每一位有一个私密的关系。
An intimate relationship like husband has with wife.
一个亲密的关系就像先生和太太一样。
That's why he's calling for a bride.
那就是为什么他在呼召新妇。
It's a picture of personal intimacy.
这是一幅个人亲密的图画。
Oh, Jesus.We do want to respond.
Oh, 耶稣，我们的确渴望来回应你。
I want to come closer to you.
我们渴望更亲近地来到你的面前。
Because if we find you in the secret place, we will be able to share you more perfectly in the group.
因为如果我们在内室更亲密地找到你，我们在聚会中就能够更多地把你彰显出来。
We must allow Jesus to be the leader of the meeting.
我们必须许可耶稣成为聚会的主。
And remember that your group is not your group, it's his group.
要记得你的小组不是你的小组，它是耶稣的小组。
You can't satisfy them, he can.
你没有办法满足他们，而耶稣可以。
It'll just be like John the Baptist. He said, he must increase, I must decrease.
你就像施洗约翰一样，他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And John the Baptist cried, behold the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊。
Nobody thought of a person being a lamb, but John the Baptist said, behold him, he's the one.
没有人会想到耶稣是一个羔羊，但施洗约翰指着他说，看哪，神的羔羊。
That's our calling, to point them to Jesus.
这就是我们的呼召，把他们指向耶稣。
To learn how to decrease.
学习怎样衰微。
And allow him to increase.
许可他来加增兴旺。
And this group of ministers, it was very evident that Jesus was the leader.
在我们这次牧者的退休会中，很明显耶稣是领袖。
He used one person after another to glorify him.
他使用了一个又一个的人来荣耀他自己。
We prayed much for a group that was meeting in China during our meeting in Virginia.
当我们在弗吉尼亚聚会的当中，我们也为国内的一个在同时举行的聚会祷告。
And we heard reports that Jesus came in the midst.
我们听到这样的见证，耶稣来到了他们当中。
And he drew hearts to himself.
他把人心吸引归向他自己。
This is the purpose of Jesus' ministry.
这就是耶稣事工的目的。
We must have that singleness of desire.
我们必须心智专一。
To just want him.
单单地要他。
God gave Mrs. Robinson Jesus.
神把耶稣给了罗宾森师母。
And he added all the rest, the 9 gifts of the Spirit.
并把其余的一切也赐给他，他有九种恩赐。
And still, she was consecrated to be stripped of all these blessings.
然而他仍旧奉献自己，愿意让这一切的祝福被剥夺。
She was willing at one time to lay it all down.
在一个时刻，她甘愿把一切的恩赐都摆放在耶稣脚前。
And she walked by faith. She had a period when she never experienced his presence.
有一个时刻，她单单的凭信而行，她没有经历到耶稣的同在。
The Lord told her he was going to let her pass through this trial.
主告诉她，神在给她一个试炼，让她来经历。
But he wouldn't let her remember that he told her about it.
但他没有让她记得以前主已经提醒过他这个试炼的时刻。
She thought she would write it down, but the Lord wouldn't allow her to write it down.
她觉得她要把这件事写下来，但主没有许可。
She walked completely by faith those days and found out all she wanted was Jesus only.
在那些日子，她单单的凭信而行。他发现他所要的一切只是耶稣。
Only Jesus can satisfy our heart.
唯有耶稣能满足我们的心。
So you see, as we remember her birthday today, she only lived it to be in her 60s, But as we remember, we think of our calling.
所以当我们今天想到今天是他的生日，当我们来纪念他的时候，他只活了62岁，我们也想到神给我们的呼召。
And that calling has gone out through the ages.
这呼召是神已经在历史历代所发出的。
Peter and James and John and Paul had the same calling.
彼得、雅各、约翰、保罗都有同样的呼召。
I think of Madame Guyon during the French Revolution had the same calling.
我们也想到在法国大革命的时候，盖恩夫人也有同样的呼召。
Frances Ridley Havergal, who wrote this song, had to have had this kind of experience.
这首诗歌的作者法兰西斯·海夫格尔也有同样的呼召。
Pastor Lynn, I was thinking of how many men have had this experience.
林牧师，我在想到有多少的弟兄也得到了这样的呼召。
It wasn't all women.
这不只是给姐妹们预备的。
There are men like, of course, the Apostle Paul, but also A.B. Simpson.
当然有使徒保罗，也有宣信博士。
Andrew Murray,
穆安德烈,
and Hudson Taylor,
戴德生.
They were men that had laid down their own life and received the life of Christ living out within them.
这些弟兄都把他们自己的生命献上，而赢得了基督在他们里面活着。
Women in those days tend to be more submissive.
在那些日子，他们学习更多的降服。
That isn't the case today. Women are very powerful in their own wills.
在我们今天的时代，姐妹们的意志更加的强。
Especially in the United States.
尤其是在美国。
But men are natural leaders.
而弟兄们天然就是领袖。
And you think of how they laid down their lives.
但你想到他们是怎样摆上自己的生命。
I love to read Hudson Taylor.
我非常喜欢读戴德生的传记。
It wasn't the ministry that appealed to them, him. He wanted to be in the bride of Christ.
吸引他的不是事工的成功，他渴望成为基督的心腹。
He wrote a book on the Song of Solomon.
他写了一本关于雅歌的书。
Even though he founded the China Inland Mission, his first call was to be a lover of Jesus.
虽然他创办了中国的内地会，但他首要的呼召是成为基督的心腹。
That's your first call too.
这也是你首要的呼召。
Whether you're one of our very qualified teachers, or you're just leading a small cell group.
无论是我们每一位优秀的老师，还是你们每一位小组长。
We're in the next generation before Christ's coming.
我们都是基督再来之前的这下一个时代。
And Jesus wants to fill us with himself.
耶稣渴望以他自己来充满我们。
He's the treasure.
他是那宝贝。
And he wants us to catch sight of him.
他要我们来看见他。
He's here this morning in his glory.
他今天早上就在他的荣耀里与我们同在。
Let us believe him to lay his hand on each one of you.
让我们相信他要按手在你们每一个人的身上。
Give us more hunger for himself.
赐给我们对他自己更大的饥渴。
Draw us to love him supremely.
吸引我们单单的更多的爱他。
do as Mrs. Robinson did. She only wanted Jesus.
就像罗宾森师母一样，她单单的要耶稣。
I'd like our teachers to pray for us.
我希望我们的老师们为我们祷告。
Maybe Pastor Lynn would start.
也许林牧师先开始。
亲爱的主，我们要感谢赞美。通过今天晚上马萨牧师所分享的这一段话，就是要我们能够单单的要耶稣，也是让我们更深跟主的连结。凡是在我们的个性性情、我们的话语心灵，或者我们的行动，要更多的用赞美来亲近主，因为当我们用赞美的心来歌颂赞美主的时候，我们就在主的宝座里面有份，我们所这一切外在的生命的态度、行为、话语、性情就倒空，就不再附在我们的身上，唯有基督的生命满满的占有了我们，让我们被宝座上的主吸引，我们能够更靠近主。主啊，我们知道我们这一群少数的人是为做主心腹所预备的，若我们生命都能够常常记得得着他，让我们的生命深深的被吸引，让主亲自触摸得着我们，好成为多人的祝福，也成为多人的一个学习。主啊，谢谢你今天晚上通过你的使女所示分享出来的话何等的宝贵，但愿我们都能够存记在心，并且在日常生活中去经历，去活出来。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Pastor Hong Leon，
哈利路亚。哈利路亚，亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们感谢你吸引我们，感谢你吸引我们，把我们带进内室，感谢你要得着我们。主啊，今天我们透过马萨牧师的教导，主啊，我们愿意的降服，我们愿意的完全的降服，只有我们完全的降服，你就能够充满我们，以你自己来充满我们。主啊，更多的充满我们，叫我们不再有其他的吸引，只单单被你吸引。主啊，我们爱你，主啊，我们要得着你。主啊，今天我们每一位都要先来被你得着，我们也要得着你，更多的吸引我们，就如王把我们带进了内室，单单的与主连结，只有他与我，我与他，享受主自己。主啊，谢谢你，让我们线上的每一位同工们、家人们，我们都深深的被你吸引，深深的爱你，深深的渴慕你，感觉没有你，我们是不能活下去。我们要学习，学习 这么多伟人的属灵伟人的榜样，得着耶稣，渴望成为基督的心腹，像戴德生，像盖恩夫人，哦，像罗炳森师母那样，哦，也像保罗，完完全全的被你得着。主，我们知道今天早上你在吸引着我们，你吸引更深更深的吸引着我们来到你的面前。主啊，我们向你祈求，我们祷告，我们愿意愿意的更多被你得着，愿意的更多的降服，更愿意的把人带到你的面前，你更愿意的被你充满，被你使用，彰显你自己，活出你自己。主啊，帮助我们，我们需要你，帮助我们，我们真的很需要你。我们谢谢你这样的呼召我们，让我们很清楚我们被拣选，被呼召。主啊，我们谢谢你呼召我们，我们是谁呢？你既然呼召我们，我们愿意，我们愿意的降服。我们感谢你，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。主耶稣，谢谢你今天晚上把一个要完全倒空自己，要成为你的心腹，要让你自己从我们里边彰显出来的信息带给我们，再一次来呼召我们，提醒我们。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。主啊，你说过被召的人多，但是选上的人少。主耶稣，我们就更加应当何等恐惧战兢地来到你的面前，向你祈求，但愿我们自己是一个被选上的人。哦，主耶稣，我们要深深感谢你，赞美你。我们被召不只是要来成为婚宴上的客人，我们被召乃是要来成为心腹，这是何等荣耀的呼召。哦，主啊，但是我们要成为心腹，我们要经过多少的准备，多少的倒空，多少的剥夺。主啊，当你呼召我们的时候，不是因为我们已经好了，已经美丽了，已经是合你心意，完全合你心意的。主啊，当你招呼我们的时候，我们是那个污秽的，是那个不堪的，是那个幼稚的，是我们自己都不知道自己是什么的。但是你居然看上我们，你就呼召了我们，你就叫我们来，是你自己要来制作我们，要来装扮我们。哦，主耶稣，我们只要完全降服在你的面前，相信你，相信你，你既然可以这样有这么大的信心来呼召我们这样的人，我们怎么可以没有信心来完全信靠你？哦，主耶稣，不管我们原来是怎么样的，不管我们现在是怎么样的，我们只要全然的相信你，向你降服，你给我们一个环境，我们就接纳，我们就相信这是你的美意。我们有一个失败，我们也不灰心，我们来到你的面前说，主啊，我本来就是这样的，是你愿意呼召我，我就相信你可以仍然让我重新起来，
我只要向你认罪，我只要哀痛，为着我的失败哀痛，主啊，你就完全的赦免，忘记，再一次可以提升我。主耶稣，我只要每一天都来到你的面前，俯伏在你的脚前，说主啊，我在这里，我在这里，求你再一次来制作我，再一次来剥夺我，让我完全的倒空。主啊，你就继续来做，每一天每一天我都要跟你有这样亲密的关系。我不再纪念我的昨天，我只把今天交在你的手中。主耶稣，求你让我今天就是在你的脚前等候你，等候你，顺服你。你有一个光照，我就来到你的面前，求你来剥夺，来倒空，来制作，把我那个不合你心意的都拿走。主耶稣，我有一点的得胜，我就来感谢你，赞美你，谢谢主，谢谢主还愿意在我身上这样来彰显你自己。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，让我们每天每天都是开始新的一天，就是来到你面前，从俯伏等候开始，接着顺服你在我身上所做的一切。主啊，让我们每天也多多的来读你的话语，不要忘记今天的玛纳，我必须亲自出去来捡。哦，昨天的玛纳早就坏了，早就该吃掉了，我今天必须来捡今天的玛纳。哦，主啊，让我们用心的读你的话语，因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。让我们没有一天忘记读你的话。哦，主耶稣，在我们当中，无论是年长的，无论是年轻的，我们都要用心来读你的话，也要鼓励别人要来读你的话。我们做组长的，做 leader 的，当我们聚会的时候要提醒你们，不能只来听我的话，我没有话，我没有话，我的话就是从主来的，你更必须自己去读主的话，你的领受会跟我不一样，你会直接从主那里领受。哦，哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们何等需要你，我们何等需要你。当我们要把人带到你的面前来的时候，我们也是更加需要你，需要你自己的彰显，需要你自己从我里面活出来。当人看到里面的耶稣，他们自然就会被吸引，要赶快直接来跟这位主连接，要亲自来得到你。主耶稣，让我们每一位都成为透明的，让人不见我们，见耶稣。主耶稣，让我们每一位领袖现在就在这里向你呼求，呼求主啊，从我活出你自己。让人只看见你。哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，你来活，你来活，让我死， 让我死，让我每天都死，你才能够活。主耶稣，就求你每天在我们身上摆出这个又自私又活出来的工作。主啊，这是我们的呼求，请你来垂听。奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，
Jesus is so wonderfully with us.
耶稣奇妙地与我们同在。
Ministering to each one of you.
他正在服侍你们每一位。
We surrender, Lord. We surrender to you.
主，我们降服，我们降服于你。
Dear Pastor Lai, it's been a joy to me for many years.
亲爱的赖牧师，对我很多年都是一个喜乐。
She often reminds me of my teacher. My teacher loved Jesus.
他常常使我想到我的老师，他爱耶稣。
She was very childlike in spirit.
他在灵里像小孩子一样。
I appreciate the prayers the other teachers have prayed because you feel the power of God. I can't understand the words, but I sense the spirit of the Lord.
我非常感谢刚才每一位老师的祷告，虽然我听不懂，但是我感受到圣灵的大能。
Before we close, I'd like to ask Pastor Lai if she would pray for our five coordinators, Jeff and Jenny, and Alice and Mercy and Emma. Would she pray special anointing today on them? And then Pastor Lai will close the meeting.
在我们结束之前，我们请赖牧师特别为我们五位同工祷告：小静、慧姐、圣秋、艾玛和芷翔，求圣灵的恩膏格外的高抹他们。然后，请赖牧师结束祷告。
主耶稣，谢谢今夜，让我们一起就在你的脚前来听你的话，我们真是心满意足，这是从天上来的信息，告诉我们你的丰盛和你是如此的丰盛美丽，一切智慧知识都在你里面藏着，因此我们要常常仰望耶稣，思想耶稣。哦，主啊，愿你将这样的话和这恩膏都释放封存在我们的里面，让我们每一次仰望耶稣，思想耶稣，更加的知道为什么我们要看耶稣呢？哦，耶稣，谢谢你，赞美主。主啊，我们也将慧杰、小静、芷翔、艾玛跟圣秋一起来到你的面前来。主啊，求你就亲自为他们一个一个按手。主啊，他们在整个团队里是
如此的宝贵，如此的重要。求主你一一的拥抱他们，高牧他们，主啊，而把一个时常思想耶稣，仰望耶稣的恩膏，释放在会见小青圣主之上跟艾玛的身上。哦，主耶稣，主啊，渐渐的，哈利路亚，你那柔美丰盛的生命也从我们的身上活出你自己，从慈祥艾玛圣主小静的身上活出你自己。在服事中我们看见是你自己，而让整个团队的服事在任何聚会中都更加显出你的活泼，你的生命。耶稣，谢谢你，愿你也这样入福，献上我们所有的家人。主啊，今夜借着哥罗西书二章二三节的开启，当你话语的亮光已被释放出来，那恩膏也就跟着进入我们的心，让我们心中的眼睛明亮，得着这份恩膏，更加喜乐的来仰望你，思想你，宝贵你的话语。主啊，让这份恩膏也从献上每一个亲爱的家人，就是你宝贵的同工的身上，活出你那谦卑、柔和、美丽、丰盛的生命。哈利路亚，赞美主！叫人从我们身上，不再只是看见我们自己，乃是能看见耶稣。主啊，这是我们心中的渴望，但我们常常做不到。今夜这话语的恩膏给我们一个荣耀的盼望，也再一次提醒我们，耶稣基督，你是我们荣耀的盼望。我们要更加的宝贵你，常常注视看你，借着这恩膏的开启，哈利路亚，主啊，
哈利路亚，
我们要更加快乐的一起向前奔跑。谢谢主耶稣，赞美主，在这条喜安的大道上是如此的充满了喜乐盼望，因为这位美丽又丰盛的主与我们同行。我们要感谢赞美你，祝福今夜我们所有的人在你话语的光中得着这开启，都含笑而睡在梦中，我们也是喜乐的笑脸。主啊，因为得着这话语的恩膏，我这样祷告，为我们众同工们，为慈祥艾玛小静圣秋，我们所有的老师们，也为着我自己来祷告，求你纪念玛莎牧师的服事，他的服事是如此的圣洁单纯。主啊，你赐予神话语那真理的光，借着他的单纯，你亲自来开启，让今天晚上这一个半小时的时间里， 就在耶稣脚前听你的道，我们何等的喜乐满足，赞美主，这样祷告感谢奉主的名，阿们，
阿们，哈利路亚，
感谢主，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，赞美主。
He is here.
他在这
里。 We love you. We love you, Jesus.
耶稣，我们爱你。
Amen.
We love you, Jesus.
耶稣，我们爱你。
Lord, we thank you for your presence.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你的同在。
Keep us connected to you.Keep us in your presence.
保持我们在你的同在里。
Fill us with the joy of the Lord.
以耶和华的喜乐充满我们。
And recognize you're living within us.
让我们一直承认你住在我们里面。
You're manifesting your presence to each one.
你在向每一位彰显你的同在。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, 荣耀归给神。
I know it's time for us to go, but if you can, you stay where you are and drink in the glory of the Lord. Amen.
我知道我们时间到了，但是如果你可以的话，继续坐在你的地方，饮于神的荣耀。